And welcome back to politics. Although I call it politics, and my name is Presh, the title of this episode is Darren Kampfer Joins the MK Party. And I do apologize for the late episode, but it's been a hectic few days for me. Also, I think this may be a slightly longer than normal episode because I ignored all the regular news last week so I could focus on the US election. But I do think it's important to go back and give these stories their proper due. So, well, just before we get to that, some cleanup from last week. So, I was told that my analysis last week about the Democrats losing votes was wrong because they were still counting the votes. And a week later, with all the votes counted, the Democrats are still 7 million votes away from their total in 2020. So, I totally stick by what I said last week. It was a low turnout for Kamala, and that's what decided the election, not a rightward shift of the electorate. So, if you want to see what I'm talking about, just go back to last week's episode. All right. So, the news for this week. Before we start with the story, I want to give our international listeners a definition for spaza shops. So, this is a South African podcast, obviously. And not that long ago, we lived under a system called apartheid, right? Which means people were segregated, but it also meant that certain groups weren't allowed to do certain things, such as own businesses, right? This is where the spaza shop comes in. These are small, informal businesses, meaning that they aren't properly regulated. And I don't even think that they pay tax in some instances because they make less than the amount required to pay tax, right? They're just kind of left to their own devices by the government. Now, I'm reading this from the Mail and Guardian in a story written by Arti Banna. Right. President Cyril Ramaphosa has ordered the immediate closure of the spaza shops implicated in the deaths of 6 children in Naledi, Soweto last month. This was one of the measures he announced on Friday night to grapple with a wave of food contamination cases affecting mainly young children in recent weeks, including a requirement that all spaza shops and other food handling facilities must be registered within municipalities within 21 days, failing which they will be closed. So yeah, a bunch of kids died and action needs to be taken, right? So, quote, a massive campaign of door-to-door inspection of all spaza shops, tuck shops, and other informal traders will be undertaken, starting with Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. Those are two provinces in South Africa. This will be undertaken by interdisciplinary inspection teams consisting of the South African Military Health Services, Environmental Health Practitioners, the South African Police Service, the National Consumer Council, labor inspectors, and others, Ramaphosa said in a national address broadcast live on television. He said, since the beginning of September, there have been 890 reported incidents of foodborne illnesses across all provinces, with Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal being most affected, while, quote, dozens, end quote, of incidents were also reported in Limpopo, Free State, and Mpumalanga. Over the last few weeks alone, foodborne illnesses have claimed the lives of at least 22 of our nation's children, he added. The National Institute for Communicable Diseases has established that the deaths of the 6 children in Naledi, Soweto in October were directly attributed to the organophosphate chemical Turbofos, the president said. The harmful pesticide should not be sold for general household use, he said, but is nevertheless being, quote, informally sold as a so-called street pesticide for domestic use in townships and informal settlements to control rats. Samples have been taken from 84 spaza shops in the Naledi area, and 3 had evidence of Turbofos. As part of the investigations into the Naledi deaths, inspectors confiscated a number of illegal pesticides from spaza shops and also found instances where food was being stored alongside pesticides and detergents. quote, "Even as our investigations are ongoing, it is critical to understand that it is not a problem confined to spaza shops and other informal traders," Ramaphosa said. "The unregulated use of restricted pesticides in communities has become a growing problem with devastating consequences. In many townships, another chemical, aldicarb, and an organophosphate known as galfuramine are commonly sold by street vendors and hawkers to control rat infestations. Aldicarb has been banned for use in South Africa since 2016. Ramaphosa said that there would be an investigation and prosecution of offenders identified in inspections of all food handlers and manufacturers, non-compliant businesses and shops linked to any poisoning incidents or found to unlawfully stock hazardous chemicals would be shut down. Right. Now, staying with the same story, things have taken a xenophobic turn as some spaza shop owners are illegal foreigners, because like I said, these businesses weren't regulated before, so anyone can set it up, right? So this has led to the angry residents attacking and looting the Ethiopian-owned spaza shop. So this is a tragedy all the way around. I really have no commentary to add except, it's good that more regulation is taking place. It's important that the government steps in to make sure that we're being fed healthy food and it's not contaminated, and this is just a good step towards it, and I hope more regulations are put in place. People are like, oh, there's so much of red tape, you can't even do anything. Yeah, sometimes that red tape is put into place to save you, right? Actually, most times, but whatever. That's not the point of what I'm trying to make here. I just want to say rest in peace to those children, and, you know, hopefully no further violence occurs in their name. Right? Still with last week's news, Dali Mpofu has left the EFF to join the MK party. And if you don't know who Dali Mpofu is, he's a lawyer and a politician with a long career of public service in South Africa, and being the lawyer in a number of high-profile cases, and was instrumental in the formation of the EFF. So, at first glance, I thought this is a massive feather in the cap of the MK party and weakens their rivals in the EFF in the same way that the MK party landing Floyd Shivambu a few months ago was similarly a big coup. As it turns out, Dali Mpofu was actually instrumental behind the scenes in creating the MK party. So this is actually his plan coming to fruition. But whoever's plan it was, the result remains the same. It weakens the EFF further and bolsters the MK party. And I've often accused the EFF of being a one-man show, and now it really is Julius Malema all alone. Going into this week's news, but following on from our last story, Darren Kamfer, a South African TikTok influencer who speaks about politics, has also joined the MK party. I found out about Darren Kamfer just prior to the election when my friend shared one of his videos, which obviously made me fucking mad, because she has never shared any one of my videos once, right? And she does see them, right? But whatever. The thing is, Darren Kamfer and I do nearly the same thing, right? In both cases, we are trying to educate the youth of South Africa about politics from a leftist perspective. So, you know, I've always tipped my cap to him, not on this podcast, but if I'm speaking with somebody, I would say, hey, if you don't understand policy that well, maybe you should listen to this guy. But that's only been a few weeks or a few months now. A lot of people have accused him of selling out for money, and I disagree about the money part. You know, he's doing work and he deserves to be paid for that work. So, you know, he should be getting that money. The part I disagree about, or the part I do agree about, is that he's selling out his morals. Why do I say that? Because even though the MK party is an economically socialist party, they are also a conservative party on social issues, which is the the Dennis Miller special. If you've never watched the TV show 30 Rock, it's a totally incoherent, like, way of doing politics, but the MK party is Dennis Miller in real life. That's the best comparison I can give you, right? So I thought I'd give three reasons why Darren Kampfer should not, oh, actually four reasons why Darren Kampfer should not have joined the MK party. So, reason number four, Darren Kampfer should not have joined the MK party: Jacob Zuma's corruption scandals. When asked about this, he dodged the question by saying that it was anti-Zuma propaganda, which is totally false. Zuma was indicted twice for corruption and accused of many more incidents, which were never looked into. So, I totally disagree with that. Reason number three, Darren Kampfer should not have joined the MK party: Jacob Zuma wants to repeal same-sex marriage. So Darren has professed to be pro-LGBT+, and this would be stabbing that community in the back by joining a party who are against those values. In a TikTok defending himself, he said that no one he has spoken to within the party is anti-LGBT+. So then, I would ask, why does their manifesto not have anything about these issues? If everyone is pro-LGBT+, they would have it in their manifesto that they are willing to protect their rights. Reason number two that Darren Kampfer should not have joined the MK party: they want to expand the powers of tribal leaders. So based on his words, I would describe Darren as a socialist, and he should be against the anti-democratic policies such as this. He has not provided any comment on this at time of recording, but you'd assume that he'd be against it. And therefore, if he were against it, he's a hypocrite for joining the party, right? Reason number one, Darren Kampfer should not have joined the MK party: Jacob Zuma, the president of the MK party, has been credibly charged with rape. It should go without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway, it should be immediately disqualifying to work with somebody who is charged with rape. If you can manage it, of course. If you're like a low-level employee and you can't get another job and the CEO of your company has been accused of rape, that's different. He has joined a party that glorifies this man who has been charged with rape. And again, Darren has also neglected to comment on this issue, as it would obviously prove him to be a hypocrite and anti-woman. Right. That all being said, the MK party has been incredibly effective for the last few months. They got 15% in their first ever 15% of the entire electorate in their first ever election. They lured Floyd Shivambu from the EFF, and now they've landed Darren Kampfer. I may not like them, but to ignore how cannily they've handled themselves so far would be a big mistake, and to underestimate them even would be an even bigger mistake, right? So, for this next story, I need to give another definition for our international listeners. A Zama Zama is an illegal miner, right? They go to close down or even sometimes active mines and start mining illegally, and they are often part of criminal syndicates. Last week, around 4,500 Zama Zamas were trapped in an abandoned mine in Stilfontein in the Northwest Province and pleaded for aid. This week, we find out that they were initially trapped, but now are able to exit, but are remaining underground to evade police arrest because the media attention has drawn police to the scene of this, where all the illegal miners are. So, I have no comment. I just thought this was a fun story. Just, you know, a couple of guys doing some illegal stuff. Nothing wrong with it, except that it's illegal. So maybe there's something wrong with it. But next story, and our last story. This weekend, I watched the Jake Paul / Mike Tyson fight. I only watched the first couple of rounds because I had to leave to do a park run. You know, It's no big deal. I've just been doing park runs on Saturday mornings recently, last couple of weeks, and well, I don't run. I walk, but anyway, Mike Tyson just looks so old and slow. It was a little bit upsetting to see. In certain ways, it felt like I was watching elder abuse, right? Not something you want to see on a Saturday morning. So yeah, thank you for listening. Please remember to rate, review, subscribe, give a like, etc. Importantly, it needs to be a 5-star review. You can find all our links at paicip.com. That's PAICIP.com. Please tell a friend, tell that friend to tell a friend, tell a family member. And yeah, bye.